Dreamscape presents Some Like It Hawk by Donna Andrews. Read by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. Welcome to the town that mortgaged its own jail. The amplified voice blaring over the nearby tour bus loudspeaker startled me so much I almost smashed my own thumb. I'd been lifting my hammer to turn a nicely heated iron rod into a fireplace poker when the tour guide's spiel boomed across the town square, shattering my concentration.
"Mommy, did the blacksmith lady do that on purpose?"
piped up a child's voice. A few onlookers tittered. I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, then opened them again. I checked to make sure that all 50 or 60 of the spectators were safely behind the fence around my outdoor blacksmith shop. Then I raised my hammer and began pounding. Nothing like blacksmithing when you're feeling annoyed. The voice from the tour bus still squawked away, but I couldn't hear what it was saying, and I felt the tension and frustration pouring out of me like water out of a twisted sponge, along with the sweat. Even though it was only a little past 10, the temperature was already in the high 80s, and the air was thick with humidity. It would hit the mid-90s this afternoon, a typical early July day in Carfilly, Virginia. But in spite of the heat and the interruptions, I managed to complete the current task, shaping one end of the iron rod into the business end of the poker. I flourished the hammer dramatically on the last few blows and lifted the tongs to display the transformed rod. "Voila," I said, "one fireplace poker."
"But it needs a handle," an onlooker said.